There's big golf tournament next month at the Glen Club, and we have the tournament director for the NV5 Invitational with us, Chris Montagano. Chris, good morning. I know that there's some golf instruction that will be part of this. Do you accept softball players for that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Bob, good morning. Thanks for having me.
As Dave knows, am coming around late to the game of golf, but it's never too late, is it?
No, never. It's one of the beautiful things about the game of golf is that you can play it. You can start very early and play very late. So it's a really awesome game in that way.
I'm ready to graduate from miniature golf. But let's talk about what's going to happen July the 24th through the 27th. And Dave, I know you're anxiously awaiting the tournament.
Yeah, well, and as Chris knows, we were out there yesterday at the Glen Club, which is just a beautiful venue. And what's made it, Chris, such a really good spot for this event?
You know, I think it's a great question. I think the Glen Club, their staff, Adam Wiles, who's the superintendent, does a tremendous job getting the golf course ready. You know, I think it's one of the better maintained golf courses that these guys on the Korn Ferry Tour will see every year. And I think when the golf course is in as good a shape as the Glen Club is, it just it allows the guys to play at a very high level, and they know what they can expect. And you know, I think it's been a spot on tour over the last few years that has been a favorite of the players.
For those who might not be familiar, explain what the Korn Ferry Tour is, and also the fact that you've had some guys who played on that tour and played in this event who they might be more familiar with from some of their later accomplishments.
Yeah, absolutely. So essentially, the Korn Ferry Tour is the developmental tour for the PGA Tour. So there's a couple different ways now to earn your PGA Tour card, but the main one is playing on the Korn Ferry Tour, and the top 20 players on the Korn Ferry Tour at the end of the year will earn their PGA Tour card to play at the next level. But to your point, we've been very fortunate to have some really, really good players come through Glenview since back in 2019 when Scottie Scheffler got his first professional win. So, as I mentioned to Dave yesterday, you know, some are saying, I don't say it, but some are saying that the city of Chicago, Glenview, the North Shore, the Glen Club had a big part to do with helping Scottie get to number one. In addition, you know, our 2022 champion, Harry Hall, has already won on the PGA Tour. Our 2023 champion is unfortunately back on the Korn Ferry Tour, but he just won a couple weeks ago in North Carolina. And then Cam Young is a guy who won in 2021, who is, he was PGA Tour Rookie of the Year his first year on tour, and has put together a nice career. Hasn't won yet, but I think it's only a matter of time for him. But we've been very fortunate to have some really top-tier talent come through Glenview, and I don't think this year will be any different.
Well, I think this year one big change is complimentary admissions, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're very proud to announce yesterday during our Media Day event that we have a new partnership with the Big Ten Network. They're going to sponsor general admission, so we've got upgraded options available. But for general admission tickets, they're complimentary. It allows, obviously, golf fans within the Chicago area to come on out to the event at no charge and, enjoy some great golf. So we're encouraging people to claim those tickets on our website, so nv5invitational.com. But we're really excited about the new partnership with the Big Ten. We think it's going to be a big hit for golf fans in Chicago.
And a new a venue or a new upgraded ticket venue on 17, which is that par 3, which is a challenge for anybody playing it, pro or amateur. And it's called the Trophy Club?
Yeah, correct. So the Trophy Club will return this year. Last year was our first year with it. But it's an upgraded ticket venue, shaded, open-air venue overlooking the 17th green. So it was a big hit for us last year, and we think it's going to be even better this year. So trying to make that a little bit of a hangout for people. It's obviously it's a pivotal hole coming down the stretch, especially on the weekend. You know, it's not a long hole, not the longest hole you'll play. It's not like anything we're seeing out at Oakmont with that, you know, 290-yard par three. It looks like guys are hitting driver into. But I think you know, the wind starts blowing in the right direction, that 17th hole at the Glen Club can be quite the challenge.
And the big news, of course, always the proceeds going to the Evans Scholars.
Yeah, absolutely. It's such a cool part of the event to integrate the Evans Scholars Foundation. All proceeds from the event go to benefit helping us, achieve our mission of sending more and more caddies to college. So we currently have just under 1,200 caddies in college at 24 partner universities across the country, and it's events like the NV5 Invitational that help us continue to be able to send more and more kids to college. So it's a really cool side of the event that we're very proud of.
July 24th through the 27th at the Glen Club. Chris Montegado is the tournament director, NV5 International. And I'm thinking maybe I should be a caddy. How you think Scotty Scheffler tips the caddy big time, Chris?
I think Ted Scott is doing quite well over the last few years with how much he's been winning. So I think Ted's doing really well.
All right. Well, maybe that's the direction I would go.
I wouldn't call it a tip at that point, Bob.
All right, Chris. Good luck with everything. Sounds like it'll be a lot of fun next month.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it, so we hope the golf fans will come out and watch some great golf, but I appreciate you having me on this morning. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chris.
Four! Is that what you say
still? That's good,
Bob.
That's a start.